from your
heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. New Man Podcast. Tune in every day. Please tune in every day. All streaming platforms.
All streaming platforms. Check me out. Real.
I'm a new man. I'm no longer the same. Cause when Christ get on that cross, bro, my life forever changed. I'm a new man. Justified by faith. His love and grace, I'll forever embrace. I'm a new man. Transformed by grace. Justified by faith. Jesus took my place. I'm a new man. Redeemed and free. His sacrifice I receive, I believe. Yeah. I'm a new man. I'm no longer the same. Nope. Cause when Christ got on that cross, my life forever changed. Yeah. I'm sharing this message far and near. Letting the world know that we ain't got nothing to fear. Yeah. I'm a new man. Justified by faith. His love and grace, I'll forever embrace. I'm a new man. Transformed by grace, justified by faith. Jesus took my place.
Jesus took my place. And that's what I'm here today to talk about. One book that explains that Jesus took my place. Oh my God, thank you so much. Do you know how great it feels to be justified by faith and not by what I do? Because what I do, it don't add up all the time. It really don't add up all the time. I'm always doing something wrong. And at one time in my life, I thought that maybe I'm going to stop doing something wrong. And when I stop doing something wrong, then I can get myself in order with the King, with God. But if I keep waiting, nothing is going to happen because I'm never going to stop sinning. And that's something that is really hard for me to grapple with. Because in my life, I always thought that I could do something a little bit better than maybe anybody else on the earth can do. Because I know that I can stop sinning. That's what's in my brain. I can stop sinning, but I found out that I can't. Because it's inside of us. It's something that we do. So we got to be justified by faith through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, for us to be right with God. All right, let's talk about the one book. The Christian church really has but one book. Of course, thousands of books have been written about the faith, but all draw from the one book, the Bible. The Bible is the basis for our faith. It is of utmost importance to Christians. We who are Christians believe that the Bible is different from any other book. It's not an encyclopedia where you can look up information about birds or stars. The whole world of chemistry and biology, for instance, is not in this book. But God gives us this kind of knowledge largely through studies in science. The Bible is God's book, and God reveals himself in it. He does not tell us everything about himself in this book, but he does tell us all that we need to know about him. And we got to remember that we cannot know everything. You know how you get into a debate with somebody about God, and you're debating and debating because you believe you know this one thing more than this other person do, but we all don't know everything. We know what we need to know. And that's one thing that you got to remember. We know what we need to know about him. The strange things about the Bible is that God uses it as kind of a door through which he comes to us. It is almost as if he leaps out of the pages to enter into our hearts. Or think of the Bible as a lake. You sit on the bank fishing for knowledge about God, and suddenly God himself, not knowledge about him, takes the hook and pulls you in and catches you. By far the most important fact about the Bible is that Jesus Christ is in it. Luther said that the Bible is like a cradle holding Jesus. If you were starting from scratch to read the Bible, you should probably first read the four Gospels, the accounts of Jesus' life and sayings. Something remarkable will happen.
Yep.
You will find that Jesus is more than the total
more.
Of what he said and did.
And did.
Jesus himself yep. becomes the Word.
The Word.
You not only learn about God through him, you know God. You
know him.
And are brought to him through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. When you read through all the 66 books, and I hope you will, you will find some books more interesting and helpful than others. Some of them you will read over and over and over again, perhaps memorizing your favorite parts. You will feed on them for courage and hope and comfort. The 23rd Psalm, the John 3:16, are probably memorized more than any other parts of the Bible, but there are many, many more great passages. The pity is that we don't read the Bible very much. Even we who are Christians are, when we do, we hurry through a few verses as if it's an unpleasant chore, like washing our hands before dinner or brushing our teeth after we eat. Something Christians are expected to do. The Bible can be exciting, a real exciting read. Get a translation that appeals to you, like the ESV. Your pastor can help you choose one from many versions now available. Try to be alone when you read, and you can read through a gospel in one sitting, in an hour or so. As you read, imagine that God himself is talking to you. You know why? Because he is. Let's pray. Abundant God, teach me to release things that weigh me or my loved ones down. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.